Digital und real. Digitale Begegnungen von echten Menschen mit dem echten Gott.
Hello everybody, my name is Dima Lavrov and I come from Cyprus, so I can share my presentation with you today. You know, I start with this marvelous event that happened in 1992, and I was there. You can see I'm right there singing in this big choir at this huge evangelistic crusade by Billy Graham in Moscow in 1992. And I want to show you the power for the power of an offline event. And we can see now, like 30 plus years later, now an organization like YouVersion is about to celebrate a billion downloads of their mobile application. What a huge impact that they have. I was visiting their office back in February, and it was really marvelous to see what they've been up to. It's really great. From a huge offline event to a digital outreach and the downloads like beyond the million. Who could imagine that this could happen? The topic of my talk today is Redeem Your Digital Ministry. So basically, by this term redeem, I mean recover what's captive, buy back attention from distraction. And attention, remember this word, because I'm going to refer to this word also in the end of my presentation. Buy back attention, your attention as a digital minister. I've seen in the poll that there are many team players who are present today. So you guys are welcome to maybe learn something from my experience in previous 7 years in digital ministry with TWR. Number one, I want to say that heaven counts differently. Don't just chase numbers. Follow God's model of success. You know, find a solid biblical foundation for your ministry, for your digital ministry, for your digital outreach, for the work of your team. And one of my favorite verses is 1 Samuel 14:6 that says, the Lord can save by many or by few. So we're all geared toward billions, thousands of subscribers. But you know, the research confirms that Jesus balanced his ministry and actually spent 50% of his time talking to crowds or groups of people, but also one-on-ones. So focus on one-on-ones, deep, meaningful conversations. Teach the multitudes, but chat with Nicodemus and the Samaritan woman. Collaborate boldly. I'm going to present you one case from my ministry, and where we took kind of a holy risk. So we reached out to an influencer in the Muslim region, 5 million subscribers on Instagram. And for $800, we got like 150, 160 followers in just 30 days. You can see the economics. It was really, you know, we liked it. It reached out the audience that we wanted. It was a native voice, nominal Muslim, clear CTA. And we really gained a lot. And I will get back a little later to this example. So it sounds absolutely fantastic. I mean, we reached more than 100 subscribers in one of our channels. So really collaborate boldly, take some holy risks and see some holy results in your ministry. And it's really, really amazing. But before you do this, and this is probably the most important lesson that I learned over my years of ministry, is that before you touch the keyboard, guys, before you touch the keyboard, hit your knees, because there lays the success of your ministry. Hit your knees, because God will humble you in many different ways. And it's not about knowing the algorithm. It's not about budgets. It's not about having more people on your team. It's about the Lord, because he gives you the success. Hit your knees. No prayer, no power. This is a spiritual battle. Ephesians 6. So everything we do in our ministry, in our digital outreach, is not different from 2000s of ministry and missionary work that has been done so far. We just, you know, change a few things. So hit your knees. Don't forget about that. That's another example. So I continue with this case study in the Muslim region. I call this Muslim region myself, and this is in Russia, the Quran Belt in Russia. You see from the Caspian Sea to the Black Sea, there's a Quran Belt, 90% of the Muslim population, and we wanted to reach out through digital some of these people, Muslims, living in this republic. So 7 million Muslims and few Christian groups among the 40 people groups in the North Caucasus. And that's really amazing. So know their story, learn about these languages, people's groups. So dive really deeper into the culture, love the culture of people. Just go live there, eat with them, get to know them better. This is really, really critical. Begin where they live, not where you wish now they were. And to those of you guys who reach out to secular audience, become fluent in secular. It's like a language, you know. Stay where they are, lead where he is, and start where they are and lead where he is. Become fluent in secular. I'll give you one example. Again, I find it in the Bible, and it's really amazing because, you know, in the book of Esther, you know, God is not mentioned. But when God isn't named, but he's noticed. And for instance, in Russia, we broadcast on 14 FM stations, but also we broadcast using different digital streams. And 90% of those streams or of those social media are secular people. And we speak with them fluently. And I can tell you, I know, because our programs pass station legal review and government screening in my previous home country. So speak secular fluently. I hope you like the statement. Number six, get Black Swan ready. What is Black Swan? There is an economist by the name Nassim Taleb. Maybe some of you read his books. Black Swan is an event in a human history that is not obvious beforehand, but it is extreme, and it can be explained only after. And has a huge impact. It reshapes markets and politics and the society. So COVID-19 is one of those examples. Yeah, you can see more of that. And somebody already mentioned here during our sessions that basically, you know, that when you do your ministry in social media, you have to understand that this audience does not belong to you. You borrow these people. You think they follow you and belong to you? No way. You borrow these people from the social media network as long as the social media network allows to use their network or the government. And the way you have to have a plan B, basically, to migrate your audience using your own database and keep them separate where you can reach them out. That's another case study, same case study with the 150, 160 subs that we have, and we grew in 1 month, then we were down. That was obvious. But that's what we have, and these are the Instagram channels that we have right now in that Muslim region among the unreached people groups in the North Caucasus of Russia. I can show you different channels reaching out to different groups. And guess what? Our Black Swan event was since 2022 when the war broke. So the country blocked basically every social media. In our Instagram accounts were blocked, and the use of those accounts, I mean, went down. We were not able to manage. We didn't know that we have to, you know, keep the audience on a separate database. So I give you a simple example that you really have to take care of that, because it's not the matter of if, it's the matter of when this is going to happen. Okay. And a couple of final moments. I want to say that we stand at a bifurcation point in history. A bifurcation point is like 500 years ago, there was a Reformation. And at the same time, there was a printing press that was created, right? And you see the number of manuscripts and the number of books printed, okay? And that's exactly the moment. 500 years later, we have internet, 1990. We have social media, web 2.0, 2004. We have blockchain and Bitcoin, 2008. Do you guys use blockchain and Bitcoin? We do use blockchain in our ministry. Web 3.0, decentralized, 2020, AI, ChatGPT, 2021, quantum computing. There should be another line, AGI, but we're coming to this. So this is the moment. And the final, I started with attention, redeeming attention. Attention is the new commodity. It's just like natural gas, gold, Bitcoin, and among those, like crude oil, wheat, copper, coffee, gold, and human attention. Okay? And my final 30 seconds, Ephesians 5, 15, 16. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. So connect me via LinkedIn. I can share more with you. Thank you very much.
Danke für dein Interesse. Digital und Real ist der Podcast der Region Digital von der Allianz Mission. Alle Informationen unter allianzmission.de/regiondigital.